Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to Energy is Changing the World. I'm your host, Tawanda Allen. Thank you so much, and welcome December. Very magical month. Have made a choice to free my schedule up, so usually I do a show into maybe the week before Christmas, but this month I decided to do a little twist on some personal things. These shows I have scheduled for this month, I have two shows scheduled, and they're going to be really personable shows. I have two wonderful people coming on this month. I have a Kate Renford today, and I have a Matt Pearson, and I'm during some very challenging times in my life. These two people have shown up, as Spirit always does, always send someone your way, when to shine a light on a dark situation. And today we're going to talk to Kate Renford, Southern Belle, goddess, just overall great woman, been through a lot, has endured a lot, has given a lot. And we're going to talk to Kate about, you know, what she's, you know, one, who she is, you know, where she comes from, because her and I can talk forever. But once again, we have 30 minutes today. We're going to dive into, you know, who she is, a bit of her history, and really what she's been doing for the last 2 years since we've met, and what 2016 has in store for her. So with all that said and done, Kate Renford, are you there?
I'm here, Tawanda, and I'm thrilled to death that you have asked me to be on your show. This is a marvelous time for me, and I'm just delighted to share it with you.
Well, thank you so much for showing up, Kate. And once again, the show's 30 minutes. You'd be very surprised how fast this goes. So we really would desire to dive into we want to let the listeners on Blog Talk Radio know who Kate Renford is, and where she comes from, what she does, and go from there.
Well, as you know, I met you 2 years ago, and it was a very sudden meeting on stair steps at our apartment complex, and Tawanda is the one that showed me a light that led me into creative writing, which I had never, ever thought about doing. And I am so grateful for the time we had together and for the doors that opened for me and how it has changed my outlook on life. I have just moved again, and this time it was a choice, not of necessity, but it was a choice to enhance my living arrangement so that it would increase my creativity and my desire to be of service to others, and that I would have an opportunity to broaden my social activity and work with people and be with people who are in my age range, who are wise and helpful and loving and caring, and hopefully I will be able to improve those areas in my life, Tawanda.
Well, I believe you have so, Kate. But I know I'm very glad you chose to stay in the presence, because being present is very important. But let's talk a bit about Kate Renford, 83 years younger. Been through a lot. You know, we're talking about your journey of growing up, how you met, and really what really intrigued me about you, Kate, is that this Ancestry.com, we got a chance to talk after we would have coffee every day when I came to visit my sister in Louisiana, and I just love to hear what you've been through and just not how you've been through, and it's not you and I have grown to love. And a lot of us have grown to learn that it's not what shows up in life, it's how you deal with what shows up in life. So through your 83 years younger journey, how has life helped you deal with the trials and tribulations of life?
Well, Tawanda, I was 9 years old at the beginning of World War II, and that was a very disruptive time to be growing up, that and moving into a stronger education field. And then after the war, there was limited resources. There was limited money. There was limited work. And we just treaded one foot in front of the other to get where we needed to go. And eventually, I went to college and stayed 3 years, and then a leave of absence that lasted about 15, 20 years, and went into the marketplace. And then in 1995, when I retired and moved to Houston, Texas, I realized I was the oldest living member in my family of ancestors, and I knew absolutely nothing about them. We were always small in number and short on transportation and money to take off long vacations, and so we really didn't have a family base. I fell in love with the computer about 1980, and so in 95, I was ready to devote that knowledge to family history research. I was very fortunate to live in Houston, Texas, and had access to the Clayton Public Library for Genealogy that was gifted to the city of Houston. And I augmented that with a lifetime subscription in Ancestry.com. And having had no family and having had access to those two resources, I was able to research my Cherokee ancestors back to 1471, and prior to the Revolutionary War with England under the leadership of King George III. I didn't know at the time what I was doing, but what I was doing was acquiring the information that created a family unit that I really wanted to have in my life. And it's been a joy to learn about them, to learn the decades, how they changed, how they joined the migration west and eventually ended up in northwestern corner of Arkansas and the northeastern corner of Oklahoma in what was then known as the Cherokee Nation. And it has created a family that I feel that I belong to, besides just the Western civilization. And it's been an inspiration to me to continue to acquire knowledge and to be a service, to be, I would say, compassionate to people that I meet, and to encourage them to step out and do things they need to do for themselves.
Kate, yes, that's what I realized when you shared with me about you doing this research on Ancestry.com. I was just mesmerized. I'm like, she's such a feisty woman. And just when we would have talks and conversations, you would just share with me how you just found a necessity for you to get this information, because there was information you didn't know about your history. And I find it very interesting, just not for myself, but everyone, probably maybe 75% of people on this call, or people may listen to the call, that don't know where they come from. Don't know their family history line. Kate, be so kind to let the callers know how they can contact you for any additional information.
Well, I am on Facebook. I am listed as Kate Smith Redford, REDFORD. And the reason I have that long name is so many of the researchers knew me by Kate Smith, and then I married Frank Redford, and I had to be sure they could find me, because I did all of this work not just for me and my siblings, but for the whole world who is interested in connecting their ancestors one generation to another, because it's not only money you get in a legacy, which we got very little of, but we got the attributes and the perseverance and the determination to plow ahead that is very, which is a really a blessing to us at this time and gives us the strength to deal with the world as it is today.
Mm, fantastic.
And I'm also, I have a website, Tawanda. It's www.AntKateRemembers with an S on it, and then that is all one word, .com. And it's a blog site that it's a website I set up using WordPress, and it has a lot of revisions that need to be done, but I've had health issues, I've had mental issues at times that prevented me from giving it my full attention. But I'm telling you, when I get these last 15 boxes unpacked, it's going to be brought up to date, and pictures that I have will be posted on it. And I'm available on Facebook. I'm available at that website. And actually, if you use a Google Chrome search, you're probably going to find me with some writings and some articles, and they can always private message me on Facebook, and I will respond.
Kate, thank you so much. Yes, listen, please know all the information Kate has just shared with you can be found on my fan page on Facebook at TawandaMAllen.com, my personal page. We are listed on LinkedIn, Google Plus. We are listed on Pinterest and on Instagram. Once again, the information can be found on Blog Talk Radio. Come back, listen to the recordings. But now, you know, once again, Kate, I share with you, time flies, almost half into the show. Would like to dive into, and I once again thank you so much for honoring me as I honor you. Would love to talk with how we met and you embarked on, when I shared with you my book was coming out. At that time, everything was still in the loop. It was done, but it wasn't, you know, after I found a publisher. And I share with you, after listening to some of your stories, how I just knew you had a story to share with the world and how you came about writing and now being an artist. So please be so kind and listen, share with the listeners how all that came about.
Well, when I went through a period where I was addicted to things that were not good for you, were not definitely not good for me nor anyone. And in that part of pulling my life around and changing the direction I was going, my boss said, Kate, you need something that will divert your attention from just working. He said, I know you're not going to deer hunt. I know you're not going to go fish and get your hands wet and slimy. And he said, why don't you go buy an art studio that one of our successful general contractor's wife runs and see if you can't find something there, because you can't focus on your work 15, 20 hours a day. You've got to have some time for just yourself. So I stopped by the studio one afternoon, and I was thrilled that they even thought they might teach me how to hold a brush in my hand. And they did. And I loved it. And I didn't want to trace something to draw. I wanted just to be able to sit and paint. So they worked with me, and I painted in that environment for 4 years. And then I was transferred to New Orleans and was never in a place where I could have a studio or where I could take care of the cleaning necessary to protect your tools in an apartment sink, because oil painting and turpentine are very hard on plumbing. And so I just stored everything and forgot about it. And when I, and then I moved to the Northwest, and there was never a time or a place that, or an inspiration, because it was so different from what I was used to seeing here in the swamps. And so I just put it all aside. And when I moved down here to South Louisiana again and came home, it was like the desire began to say, I need to be let out of the box, Kate. This is too stuffy. So I switched to the acrylic paints, and I'm learning to use them and be more creative with them. And I'm looking forward to getting back into writing and getting back into painting again, because that diverts me from my chattering going on in the brain, and that gives me inspiration to do more for myself and to make it available for others to see. And this community that I'm living in, they're painters, they're writers, they're researchers, they're musicians, and I'm just delighted to be here, Wanda.
Wow, okay, I knew, like I said, you know, we talk all the time, and this is a joy to have you on The Energy is Changing the World, because like I said, this month in December, I'm going to put a little twist on the shows I usually have people that are into wellness and holistic wellness and into the spiritual world. But I believe the two shows we're having today and the shows I'm having this month just really tie into the personal experiences of life, how you just blessed to come across people and at a time where you desire someone new in your life, and I desire someone new in my life. And I believe that's how spirit does it. Somehow we connect and just the magic happened. And the encounter we had has been life-changing for me. And I'm just so honored to be able to have you on the show to share with the listeners just of who you are, where you come from, and just art. So once again, we have one of the art pieces posted here on Blog Talk Radio when I reposted the show today. Be so kind of let us know how that piece came about, Kate.
Well, I lived in this apartment complex when I first moved here, and it was very dark, and in my mind, it could be gloomy, and it was downstairs, so I had a lot of shadow from the apartments above me, and I had a lot of shadows from the buildings across that I faced, and I'm standing in the kitchen, and it looks dark and dreary and not alive. And so I decided to paint a painting to hang over the sink between the two wooden cabinets that were stained very dark. And I go to the open area because the open landscape is so attractive to me. The grassy meadows, the trees in the foreground, I love it all. And so I started painting, and I didn't know how to do a face. So I thought, well, I'll turn myself into the painting. And so I painted a selfie, and I'm in a colored red dress because red is, I think, the most basic, primary, loving, powerful color that's out there. And I put it on, and I really didn't know how to do sleeves, so I made it sleeveless. And I didn't know how to paint hands, so I turned it away from me, and all you see is the outline of a palm on your hip. And then I thought, I don't have that shoulder placed right. So I went up to the office at our complex, and I said, I want you to take a picture of me. And they said, oh, sure, just look here. And I said, no, I want a particular one. And so I turned my back to them, and I put my hand on my hip bone thinking that was in the right place, and they took a picture. And I looked at it, and I said, no, that hand, that arm's not right. So I moved it, and they took another one, and I said, that's it. And so, of course, they thought I was crazy. But, you know, if you can't see, you have to improvise. And so I took it back to the house, and I sketched in my arms, and I painted them with my palms on both hip bones. And I didn't know how to do feet, Tawanda. So I put the grass and the flowers over my feet, and all you could see was I was buried in nature. And I'm walking away, and I now have silver and white hair with a glance of red in it once in a while. And so I painted the hair white and silver, and it's being blown by the wind all in the foreground and all forward, and I put some silver highlights on it. And so I stand back and I looked at it, and I said, that's it. And so I sign my paintings now. I use Aunt Kate Remembers because people are beginning to see that in my website and in the documents that I print. So I'm using that as my brand name. And I signed it. And the young women at the church that I choose to worship in are in the age of 14 to 17, and I dearly love them, and they have been so kind and loving to me. So I called their leader one week, and I said, look, I'd like for them to come by after church. I want to have an unveiling, and they said, of my painting. And she said, okay. So they came by on their way from church and for a few minutes, and I didn't have a lot of seating, so we just sat on the floor, and we had lemonade, we had water, and we had lemonade cookies, and I had draped a silk scarf over the painting so they couldn't see it. They're very thin, and the colors happened to be just perfect for the painting. And so we visited a little bit, and I said, okay. I called on the leader, the young woman that leads the group, and I said, you're going to do the unveiling. And she said, I don't know what to do. I said, you just reach up there and pull the scarf off, and you can see the picture. And so she did, and we had an unveiling, and everybody went their own way, and that's what we did.
And it was such a joy, really. I share with you the time we're fine. We have maybe less than almost 5 minutes of the show. Be so kind once again to let the listeners know how they can contact you for any additional information.
All right. I'm on Facebook under Kate Smith Redford. I have a Gmail address, which is kate9373@gmail.com. And I have my website at www.askkateremembers.com. And they can also post a comment there. And I'm sure that Facebook will be glad for them to send me private messages, and I will respond to each of them, I promise.
Kate, thank you so much for sharing. Once again, listeners, please know all information is recording will be listed here on Blog Talk Radio. You can find it also on my fan page on TawandaMAllen.com. Once again, we're on LinkedIn, Pinterest, Google+, and Instagram. Kate, 2015, the year has been challenging. In 2016, what does the rest of the end of the year hold for Kate Redford? And what does 2016 have in store?
Well, I think it's going to be a very good time for me in all areas of my life. I'm in the process of getting my teeth replaced, my dentures replaced, having been without teeth for 11 years, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm in a new living situation that I thoroughly enjoy every minute, even with all the hard work of unpacking. I'm in a place where I can keep my, where I have the ability and the atmosphere and the encouragement to keep my creative juices flowing and doing what feeds me, my soul, and I'm in a, I don't know, it sounds like a wonderful year for me, and you know, I've been through some horrible ones, but I'm looking toward this one as it's going to be a fantastic year. I will tell you that at 83, in the section of the units where I live, I'm one of the babies in that section. Most of them are up over 90, and I have a lot of encouragement to go for 100 years, and I'm going to give it a run for the money.
I don't see you going nowhere no time soon. I'm so excited. And what about your writing?
My writing had been put on hold because I was doing so much in applications that needed me to go back into my medical and financial history for 3 years. So I put all that up. I'm going to go back to writing my stories because in my family, I have a sister and a dear brother, and I have all the information in my head, and I've got to get it down where it will be preserved for the ancestors that come after us or the descendants that come after us. And I've got a busy year in all fields of creativity. And I knit just to relax and forget about everything. So I've got a busy year coming, and I'm looking forward to it, Tawanda. And I'm so honored that you asked me to share in your program.
You know, Kate, I thank you for being a friend. I thank you for being on The Energy is Changing the World. Once again, December, I made a choice. Our wonderful friend Wayne Dyer, who is not here with us in the physical no longer, but always in spirit, I remember him saying, when your schedule's full, you're not available for spirit to use you in a way you can imagine. So I made a choice. I made a choice to do two shows this month, lighten my load, and I'm available. After Sunday, I'll be available. I'm looking forward to coming to Louisiana to pay my sister a visit and seeing Kate and a few other friends, but somehow really making myself available. My book's coming out in 2016 and looking at really doing some traveling around the world. So I believe when you're available, the possibilities are endless. And I just would like to thank everyone this year, 2 years and several months. Thank you all for seeing the value in The Energy is Changing the World. I am very grateful. We've had 2,000 plus people listen to The Energy is Changing the World. Once again, I started this show out of really just providing people I knew with opportunity to express their voice, and someone's listening, and I'm very grateful for that. So time has come. I wish everyone well. Once again, please, I declare peace throughout the world, peace for everyone, just not Paris, just not the U.S., but throughout the world, just not because of the holidays, that every day become a holiday, and we become mindful of we're really all connected, and how can we be a service to make just not our own lives better, but the planet. Kate, I thank you for showing up. I thank everyone for calling in, and I wish everyone a blessed and safe week. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tawanda, for having us here and encouraging us on our journey.
And we'll see you all soon next week.
Love and peace.